Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is going to be a busy week this week. Maybe not so much for me, but our other farm director, Jamie Dickerman, who is in Washington, D.C. for Washington Watch. He flew, and boy, his arms are tired in on Sunday. Jamie, how was the trip over the weekend to Washington, D.C.?
It was good. Excuse me. It's pretty uneventful, which is nice when you're flying anymore. It was pretty uneventful, just a nice quick jaunt. There was no issues on the plane and got here in plenty of time yesterday. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about what a culture shock. You know, you leave home and it's, you know, yesterday was dreary and rainy and everything. And out here, it was sunny and 85 degrees yesterday. And today, it's going to be in the 90s here today.
I heard I know it's an area that's commonly humid, but does it stink in Washington, D.C., or is it not bad?
No, it's super humid, though, yes. It is. Okay. Yesterday it was really steamy, and today more the same. And it looks like pretty much this whole week that we're here, it'll be temps in the 80s. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, well, this is kind of one of your days, or at least yesterday into today until it starts for you. You're there for Washington Watch, which is put on by the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. And you're working from morning to night, so you've got your little respite. So for your pre-day, did you do anything fun and exciting?
Yesterday, I just kind of walked around yesterday and check things out. The nice thing is this place where a lot of things happen, where the hotel is, where where we're meeting today and everything, where we're staying, is literally, you know, steps from Capitol Hill. So you can walk out of the hotel and you can walk around and you walk a few blocks and you're at the National Mall. So that's what I did. I just walked over to the National Mall and walked around there and checked out, you know, some of the sites and just sat there and people watched a little bit, but it was, yeah, it was a really nice day. A lot of people out there. And there's the thing that's interesting about Washington is no matter what cause you're behind, no matter what cause you're upset about, you want to protest about, every single one of them is represented in full out here. So whatever cause you might want to get behind, you'll be able to find somebody who's agreeing with you.
All right. Well, for anybody that listens to you or I, and when we're on a trip, they always kind of live vicariously through our food adventures. And so I did see you went out for some barbecue. Now, Washington, D.C. isn't exactly known for barbecue. Give us the lowdown on that.
It was pretty nice. I went to this place last night, this barbecue, Hill Barbecue, Hill Country Barbecue is what it was called, Hill Country Barbecue Market. And it was just, you know, again, not too far away from where I'm staying. So just went over there and, you know, you can buy the barbecue how you want. You know, you can buy it by the pound if you want, you know, or half pound or whatever. Or you can get like a sampler or something like that. And so I had their sampler so I could get a little bit of everything. Pulled pork and brisket and ribs and hot links, some hot sausages or whatever.
Nice.
And it was all really, really good. It was different. You know, it wasn't like the Kansas City barbecue or maybe even Texas barbecue or anything like that. Had a little bit of a different taste to it. It almost had like a sweeter taste to it, you know, the stuff they put on there. But it was really good.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. And you probably were smart to, instead of like last time I drug you out too late in Houston, we had the door slammed in our face at two barbecue places. So we ended up going to eat Mexican in our final night, but it was good Mexican food.
Yes.
You can't complain. All right. We need to get to the reason we got you in Washington, D.C. Besides the fact I'd be geeking out of all the history that's right in front of you, our coverage brought to you as a service by the North Dakota Corn Growers, and also our friends with the North Dakota ethanol producers. Ethanol is going to be a topic out there. Farm bill is going to be a topic. So if you could, Jamie, I know this stuff really kind of ramps up for you later this afternoon and into tonight, and then you're backfiring right away at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Kind of describe what you're going to be doing over the next couple of days.
Well, we're going to be definitely wall-to-wall policy stuff. We're going to be talking about all the different things going on out here in the Beltway as far as how it affects agriculture. And so today we have an issues forum, and that is when we're going to get in front of a whole bunch of people, whether we're talking about the Farm Bureau, American Sugar Alliance. We're also going to have Clean Fuel Alliance, of course, the Fertilizer Institute, Growth Energy, National Farmers Union, NASA will be here today. National Association of State Departments of Agriculture here, Cattlemen's Beef, National Cattlemen's Beef, just, you know, National Pork Producers. I mean, the national, if it's got national in front of the name, it's probably here today. But it's going to be a great forum. We're going to have an opportunity about 3 hours, I think, of going from place to place and talking to different people about different topics, whether it's the Farm Bill, which will be a huge topic of conversation, right, just like it was last year out here. Or, of course, biofuels, clean fuel, E15, and are we ever going to get that thing done where it's,
the GREET model
round for everybody?
Well, the GREET model is for aviation, but, yeah, year-round E15, you're right, would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about food security, food safety. I mean, just a lot of different issues today. And then tomorrow, we start bright and early. We get to spend some time at the USDA building. Where actually this time, which is I'm keeping my fingers crossed because we've been told this. I don't know how many different places we've been where Tom Vilsack was supposed to appear, and then at the last minute was by video or not at all. But Tom Vilsack is supposed to be there and addressing us tomorrow, so we're actually going to be in the same room with the guy. Which looking forward to that.
It's funny you'd bring that up quick because Tom Vilsack is actually supposed to be coming here to the chamber, the big agriculture meeting, second week of June here to Fargo. And I saw Tom Vilsack, and what they do is they put the word invited on there. And it's like he's there, but you don't know if he's actually going to be there in person or through video. And obviously, he's super busy with all the different things that he's got going on. But I'm assuming, though, since you're in his backyard, you're probably going to get to see him face to face. One other thing, real quick, and I think this is going to be probably a hot couple of days for you too, with the cattlemen folks, because of what's going on with HPAI and getting into the dairy herd.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I'm sure that will be a big topic of conversation, probably a lot today when I get in front of those folks and check with them about that issue. And then I'm sure as we go along here, we'll actually get some time to talk with some senators. Different senators will be talking with us. That will happen on Wednesday when we go over to the Longworth House office building. And we're actually there in there, and we'll be talking with different senators. And we'll have some time, too. I'll have some opportunity to sit with our local senator, John Hoven, and Kevin Kramer as well for a long-form interview, which I'm looking forward to.
All right, we'll cut you off right there. This is just like the tip of the iceberg. I kid you not, but Jamie's going to be back with us next hour. So, Jamie, take a break for a little while. Get yourself a cup of coffee. Maybe wave at a senator or two as they go to work. We were hoping they're going to work. We'll be back with more Farm Talk coming up in just a moment. Jamie Deckerman, Washington Watch. Our coverage brought to you as a service by our friends at the North Dakota Corn Growers and also North Dakota Ethanol Producers. We have a check of the markets coming up next on Farm Talk.